The fate of the state's largest conservation effort remains uncertain as supporters hope to move forward without state funding. It's Monday, May 1st. This is Wisconsin Today. Good morning. I'm Alex Crow. Coming up, Corrine Hess explains how a recent incident in Sun Prairie highlights the challenges school districts face in providing appropriate services and facilities to all students. And Evan Casey reports on a new center to treat brain injuries and PTSD in veterans and first responders. Stay with us.
Our world gets more complex all the time. You rely on WPR to turn complicated issues and the news of the day into understandable language. This essential service that you count on relies on your support. It's the largest source of our funding. If you've never given before, make a contribution now of, say, $10 a month at 888-202-2552 or WPR.org.
Supporters of the state's largest conservation project hope to move forward without state funding. Danielle Kading reports that's after the state's finance committee rejected $4 million in stewardship funds for the Pelican River Forest.
Conservation groups and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources wanted the money to help finance an easement on land east of Rhinelander. The effort is part of plans to set aside nearly 70,000 acres, but Republicans say the state failed to consider local opposition. The town of Monaco has expressed concerns over its effects on future development. Clint Miller with the Conservation Fund says they offered to remove more than 1,200 acres from the project, but the town hasn't responded.
But for us, we're still committed to getting this project done.
Monaco's town chair didn't respond to a request for comment. The DNR says the agency still has to work with local governments. If they reach a resolution, the DNR's real estate section chief says they'll look at other funding sources. Daniel Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The Menominee Indian Tribe of Wisconsin is taking steps to advance the transition to renewable energy. Members of the tribe participated in a solar energy workshop at the College of Menominee Nation last week by nonprofit Indigenize Energy. The Menominee also constructed a 40-kilowatt solar array outside of the college's Sustainable Development Institute. Cody Two Bears is with Indigenize Energy and a member of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. He says the transition to clean energy is especially important for indigenous communities.
This work creates healing for our people. So even though we're creating jobs, even though we're creating opportunity, we're giving tribes the tools, I feel like this work is a sacred journey and it heals our nations.
The training featured a workshop that covered energy planning and a summary of future clean energy initiatives. One of those projects includes installing free solar on elders' homes. A recent incident in a Sun Prairie area school district girls' locker room highlights the challenges school districts face providing appropriate services and facilities to all students. Corrine Hess reports.
In March, four 14-year-old freshman girls were showering in a girls' locker room when they were exposed to the male genitalia of an 18-year-old senior who is transitioning from a male to a female. Sun Prairie School District officials say they've taken steps to ensure a similar incident doesn't happen again. Anthony Stefik is a Green Bay attorney who specializes in gender issues.
The law is not completely clear yet on how those situations have to be handled because you have two sides of the coin. You have the transgender student who has certain requests and needs and wants in the school setting, but then you have other students who might have different needs and wants.
Stefik says school districts' choices will likely evolve depending on future court cases. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
School Choice Wisconsin and Concordia University are offering Wisconsin residents with a bachelor's degree an opportunity to become teachers. The new program is the latest partnership between K-12 educators and higher education as the state faces the ongoing teacher shortages. Michael Hansen is a senior fellow with the Brown Center on Education Policy. During an interview at a recent public event, he said removing barriers for incoming teachers is good.
I view having the experience of teaching, especially if it's, you know, mentored and supported by the school leaders, etc., I feel like that is just as strong and than sort of what a typical teacher, sort of typical training experience could look like.
School Choice Wisconsin's program will pair people with one of the state's private schools for 18 months in hopes to fill 350 teacher vacancies. The State Department of Public Instruction also offers programs for teachers' licenses. A St. Croix County jury has convicted a former Burnett County prosecutor on 3 felony counts after he secretly recorded sexual encounters with 2 women. Former Burnett County Assistant District Attorney Daniel Steffen is facing a $10,000 fine or up to 3.5 years in prison for each count. According to the criminal complaint, a state investigator learned a woman that Steffen was prosecuting had sex with him in exchange for leniency on pending cases. She denied a relationship with the prosecutor, but later admitted that they had sex several times at his Polk County home and office during work hours. The agent secured a search warrant of Steffen's home that revealed videos depicting the attorney having sex with 2 women on separate occasions. Neither were aware they were being recorded at the time. Attorney General Josh Call said those who abuse their positions of authority must be held accountable. Steffen's bond was revoked, and he's now being held in custody. A conference to schedule his sentencing will be held on May 1st. And finally, a new program at Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin will help treat brain injuries and PTSD for veterans and first responders across the region. Evan Casey has more on the program.
The program was brought to the Milwaukee-based hospital system following a $12.5 million gift from the Avalon Action Alliance. Typically, if someone is diagnosed with a traumatic brain injury, they'll have to go to several appointments over an 18-month period. Beginning this fall, the program will accelerate that process. Patients will get a customized treatment plan from 8 clinicians over a 3-week period. Joe Brennan is the CEO of Avalon Action Alliance. He says these types of injuries are common among first responders and veterans.
Although it's an invisible wound, you can't see it. What you do see is the challenges someone has who does have traumatic brain injury.
National studies have shown that first responders and veterans suffer from higher rates of PTSD. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And that'll do it. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow. Our producers are John Davis and Bridget Bowden. Catch us wherever you get your podcasts every weekday morning. And as always, don't forget to subscribe and leave us a rating and review. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.